It's 9 o'clock, so we'll begin our regular session of Commissioners' Court this morning. This is the Tuesday, July 15th, 2008 session. At this time, we'll have a few moments of silence, and then we will stand for our pledges. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone, any member of the public that wants to speak to the court? Ms. LeGrand.
I'd like to ask Ms. Kane to come up here. I know the court and everyone in the audience knows that this is Kay Kane. And she's so mad at me right now. But I'd like to present this plaque to you for 30 years of continuing dedicated service to the people of Ochre County.
I prepared a resolution for the commissioners to consider that would name August the 7th, 2008 as Kane Day in Ochre County. That was one for the record.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put it in the record. Kay signed my marriage license, so.
And you're still together.
Well, thank you, Kay. 30 years is a long time. Everyone does appreciate it. We do have a reception next door that the county clerk's office has worked hard on. And everyone's welcome to stay for Commissioner's Court. If you want to go next door and start the party, that's fine too. But I know a couple of people have some business with the court too. Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
I got a question. Sheriff's in here.
Okay.
I should do those something to eat, trees, and some of it here.
Sheriff, this pay raise that you proposed for Mr. Thompson, where do you propose to get that money from? The Deputy Thompson for a pay raise for as a dog handler? Is that where you're going to get it from? Has somebody left employment?
Yeah, let's start over. Mr. Victor retired, and his salary is part of it went to Mr. Thompson.
Okay. So you'll have this money in your budget to allocate for this raise?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the only concern I had, Jeff, was giving a raise this time of year, when we're going to be passing out some raises in the next 60 days, maybe.
Okay.
Motion to approve the payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, treasurer's quarterly report, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve recording of those instruments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I only have one property for your consideration this morning. It's described as a half acre in the Lombrero survey. It's basically a lot, city lot on Miller Creek. It was struck off for $6,332. The appraisal district shows the value of the land and the improvement on it at $18,970. I have a bid for $1,000.
Motion to reject.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to reject the $1,000 bid on the half acre in the Lombrero survey. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's rejected. That motion was by Commissioner Campbell and seconded by Commissioner Crittenden. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve agreement to contribute funds and resolution for each of the following TxDOT projects.
Motion to
TxDOT is proposing work on the overpass bridge. All this work is on State Highway 155 south of Big Sandy. It is the Union Pacific Bridge, the railroad overpass. Just as you turn off of Highway 80 and head south on 155, that will be four lane. And then as you, it's already four lane after you get down the hill there, but it will be four lane all the way to the Sabine River. And then both of the bridges at the Sabine River will be four lane. And our share is about between $37,000 and $38,000. It's a purchase of right-of-way.
Do we have any? When is this funded?
They want our funding now.
Right now?
Yeah. Because this is the purchase of the right-of-way portion of it, it's the beginning of the process. And we do have the money currently in the budget for this.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the resolution for the funding of these TxDOT projects. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to reappoint Sharon Putman to serve a two-year term on the Community Health Corps Board of Trustees. And Sharon has been doing this job for a while, gentlemen, and I would certainly recommend that we appoint her for two more years. She has served as the chair of that board for the last year or so, and she does a good job for us.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the appointment of Sharon Putman to the Community Health Corps Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to approve the district clerk's request to purchase 3 office chairs. And that total cost of that will be about $420.
Motion to approve.
Did you look at that?
We have enough money in there.
I thought. Okay.
Second.
Did you want to say anything else? Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve that purchase out of the office furnishings line item. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve the district clerk's request to purchase a digital microfilm scanner from CF Biggs and to approve payment out of the Upshur County Records Management Fund. And Ms. Bullock, you can tell us what this machine does exactly.
Well, we have a machine that prints microfilm, but it's broke. And you can only look at the film. You can't print it. We have a lot of land people come in with old records, and they can't make copies. That's the only machine we had is broke. And it's old, and I had a bid from a CF Biggs company out of Shreveport. The man came, and he, Mr. Givens came, and he gave us a demonstration. Let me give you proposed. We have to wait.
Buddy, how are you?
The total is $6,402.
So this is the machine that you can view the microfilm and then you can print a copy of what you're looking
at.
Yes,
it goes to the laser printer.
Okay.
Now, I called Kodak, talked to somebody in another country somewhere, and
well, that's the same place this is going. They both gonna come from another country.
Now somebody that spoke English called me back, but he's gonna come and fix our old machine. But if you know how much it's gonna cost, like $140 the first hour, $100 the next hour, and then plus parts. But that machine is so old, it's Mr. Gibbons said it was obsolete. It's an old microfilm sheet.
Well, we have money, Will.
I move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve this purchase out of the County Records Management Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you. I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
What do I do with
this? We'll need to just, if you'll have county maintenance, store it somewhere.
Mr. Gibbons said he'd take it.
Did he give us anything for it?
We can't do it.
He said it wouldn't work.
We can't do that.
Okay.
Unless, if the auditor looks at it and says that it's worthless.
We may put it on the online auction board next time we do that, so we can get out.
The only way we can throw it away is if the auditor says that, and the auditor recommends to the court that it's obsolete, and then we vote to say it is.
The lens off of that machine will work on the scanner. He gave me a discount on that also.
Okay.
So we can just transfer to this. Now, this also included a maintenance agreement for $595 a year. My question is that going to come out of the Hutchinson County Records Management Fund? That was part of the price.
Is that part of, that's part of this year's price?
Yes. That's for 15 months. He guarantees for 3 months plus a 12-year maintenance.
What year, 12 months?
I mean 12, 1 year.
We'll have to look at that. We'll have to look at that purchase separately next year, but I don't see any reason why it couldn't.
Thank you.
Item 8 is to discuss and take action regarding approval of election judges and alternate election judges for the term beginning August 1, 2008. And I do have the list of the workers from both parties.
Judge, I got a question here. According to what the state calendar is here, we're only supposed to approve the county election judges and not the alternates at this time.
What do you know what the
I designate here is who the judges are and who the alternates are.
Yeah, I have it.
Your Honor, that's covered in snake pack.
Have you read 32.002?
I'm sorry. Just look at this here for reference. Does it say that you can prove the alternates also in extension?
Same thing. You prove the judges from the list submitted by the party who has the majority vote in each of those precincts in the gubernatorial race, and the list from the other party is the alternate. I think this is more or less the procedure you go through to formalize what they can do.
But both parties have to have their judges in place or whatever for their own elections.
Parties submit to you their names and recommendations. You approve those by precinct according to which governor carried that precinct in the previous election. And the other party's nomination is the alternate. I think that's statutory. I think this is an exercise amount.
Okay. But aren't you only supposed to have the number of people nominated that you have boxes open? Total boxes in the county?
You're nominating for a term. You're not nominating for one election.
I understand, but you've got to have people to serve in those boxes, and if you've only got 20 boxes open, why would you appoint 24 or 25 individuals to serve?
How are you doing that?
That's my question. Which ones are going to be actually the judges on one of these?
One submitted by the county chairman of the party whose governor candidate prevailed in that precinct in the last week before us.
Okay.
Did the county chairman submit to you more than 20 names?
I know that Chairman Patterson here has given us the Republican list. I'm not for sure who submitted the Democratic list here. I'm not for sure.
You don't approve a judge from both parties. You approve a judge from one and an alternate from the other. The judge is the person submitted by the chairman of the party who handled the government at the first vote in that precinct that has been reported.
Okay.
The alternate is from the other party.
All right,
county alderman?
Yes, sir.
The judge needs to submit to you a list of 22. You probably want to include your early voting.
We're going to have to define which one of these and which one of these it is and which one of these.
What
should have been submitted? It's got man in life.
The 23 states plus the central county section.
Yep.
Early voting is selected a different way at a different time. If one of the, I know my list has the 21. If Chairman Idle's list has more, then you would have to look at which precinct they're in. And the first one from that list from each precinct is the one that you would select as the alternate judge or election judge for precinct 11. Governor Perry carried 19 of the 20 precincts, all except for precinct 11.
What are the names you got on there for the ballot board or for? Mm-hmm. I don't see how you have more than 20.
There's 23 here, and none of the ones are designated as to what box are going to be serving in, nor which one's going to be on the early voting ballot board.
I think that's probably traditional.
Well, they serve in the box in which they live in.
Does it designate on the list which box they live in?
No. There's names and phone numbers.
Surely these go from 1 to 20, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is Mr. Idle here?
No.
She's right. We may, if you were named 19, the 19 that the Republican carried and the one that the Democrat carried
no.
as a judge, and the others are alternates. But I think he designates precincts on his list.
It's not designated whatever. So
you can't appoint a person unless you know that they live in that precinct.
Which two of these precincts did you combine?
10 and 11.
10 and 11. Okay.
But we've got a blank space here where nobody's got a name beside that one phone number, so I don't know if that's going to be a 24th name. But we've got 24 phone numbers and we've got 23 names.
Oh, you got 26 phone numbers. Some of them have alternate phone numbers.
Right, but they're designated with the same individual, where it's like home phone and cell phone. So I'm not counting where one person has multiple numbers on them. I'm just counting number numbers per contact.
We're down here on 10 and 11. Which one of these is going to be the judge for that? Box.
Is that 10 and 11, is that a permanent? That
yes, that was permanent, right?
So you've eliminated.
Yes, we've eliminated that one.
10 was eliminated, right?
No.
11 was eliminated.
There's a lot of heads going on that,
isn't there? And 10 was the one.
Yeah. Is it Black Beatty? Can we look down?
We eliminated 11. That's a lot better, right?
You made 10 and combined it with 11. Eliminated that, put it with Union Ridge over the
key right now. Yeah.
Okay.
But 10 is my favorite, what you're saying, right?
Eliminate 10 and put it there.
And on this Democrat list of workers, where it's got husband and wife, which one of them is going to come first? I mean, we're going to have to designate. I don't think we can designate husband and wife both as alternate.
Okay.
Oh, it has to be one.
You would choose whichever one Mr. Idle listed first. Because obviously they're going to be in the same precinct. They probably live together. So you would take whichever one he listed first and put that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That was wrong.
Unless it's an emergency.
Right, it was. It,
yeah.
You was.
This was actually early voting. But I served as a judge and I served as
you were in Ore City.
Mm-hmm. Early voting's different.
Early voting's county way.
Mm-hmm. Anybody can from the county can vote there. So is that what we want to do?
Is Yvonne Davis or Helen Holly, do you know which one's in 10 or which one's in 11?
We need to table this half of it and bring it back the next time. We still got the time. Bring it back to the next board and let Mr. Idle have an opportunity to work on clarifying his list here.
Yeah, we can table that, the nomination or the appointment of the alternate judges until the next meeting.
And make sure that they come back.
If it's tabled, it's as if it was acted on today.
Won't do that in the July term, but you'll still be in the July term.
Next meeting, not this meeting. So can we go ahead and make a motion to adopt the Republican chip-like judges here and table to adopt the alternates at the next meeting?
It's either way y'all want to do it.
Well, I'll make a motion to that effect that we go ahead and adopt the Republican, or the actually the election judges. Motion to adopt the election judges and to table until the next meeting the alternate judges.
Well, there's one Democrat that will be the judge.
Yeah, we need to just table all of
them. I mean, because I don't know which one of them it is over here. Because they've got one box. Right, it's not designated on here. So let's just table all of it. Because there's no way for us to know. I don't know which one he is.
Question. Can you tell me the number, precinct 10 and 11, when those are permanently combined, did you have to add all of the numbers? So that if governor, it would depend upon which gubernatorial candidate carried the combined precinct as to whether or not it's a Republican or a Democrat judge. Right now, I'm not sure whether it would be a Republican or a Democrat judge for that combined precinct. We'll have somebody will need to get those numbers to make that determination.
You're talking about for
previous motion then, and I'll make the motion that we just table item 8 on the agenda.
And they're not designated. Which precinct?
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to table the appointment of the election and alternate election judges. Those in favor?
Aye.
We will take that up at our next meeting. Item 9 is to discuss and take action to approve the inmate labor on the community playground project. Sheriff, would you like to explain why we have to take this action?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the inmate labor at the community playground project. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.